Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Melinda Gates commits $1 billion to pursuing gender equality via Pivotal Ventures, the social progress-focused investment and incubation company she founded in 2015. It will specifically target impact investments with the goal of increasing women's representation, influence, and power in the American marketplace. Customer service platform Zendesk reveals 2016 breach in which hackers stole data belonging to 10,000 users. The company only learned of the attack from an unnamed third party last week. The data included names, phone numbers, email addresses, and account passwords. It affects support and chat accounts. Volkswagen subsidiary Electrify America launches the electric vehicle home charger at $500. It is compatible with all EVs in the North American market. It also supports level 2 charging at up to 7.6 kilowatts. Buyers can pay for professional hardwired installation or self-install via 240-volt outlet. The company plans to update its mobile application to enable customers to track and manage their home charging alongside public charging. In leaked audio, Mark Zuckerberg downplayed backlash by policymakers against Libra. The Facebook's CEO told his employees not to worry about the backlash the company's digital plans have received from policymakers. Because a real action is going on behind the scenes, he says. In these leaked comments from a July meeting with Facebook employees, published by The Verge, Zuckerberg assured that despite public resistance from policymakers, Facebook is making progress by meeting with regulators privately. After high-profile flops, Microsoft is getting back with smartphones with a dual-screen Android device that won't be out for another year. Microsoft unveiled the Surface Duo as part of a new lineup of Surface computers. It marks a reversal from a company that abandoned smartphones following lackluster demand from its own operating system and an ill-fated purchase of software maker Nokia. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.